Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast on this November the 11th, 2025. I trust that you're having a wonderful day today and that you have sought the Lord, sought His face, read His word, and are continuing to do His will. This is November 11th, 2025. I have not had a podcast for approximately 3 weeks. I've had other matters I've had to address. And I will be giving a podcast probably tomorrow or the next day, informing you of all the projects I've been involved in. One of them is the writing of a writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court of the United States, which will be submitted to the court probably within a week, and that took some effort. Had to learn the rules, had to write it, it was refused by the court, sent it back, had to rewrite it, and now it's going for publication or for printing, and it will be submitted to the court probably by the end of this week, early next week. So it was a lot of work, and I do apologize for not being able to get with you during November 5th, which was Guy Fawkes Day. November, the 5th of November, the day of the Jesuit plot to destroy the Parliament while the Lord was busy having the AV 1611 Bible translated from the underlying inspired and preserved Greek text and Hebrew text. I did not get with you yesterday, for November 10th was Luther's birthday, and that's the great reformer who the Jesuits called a filthy sow and pig, and have written a horrible, terrible book, titled On the Jews and Their Lies, which is a forgery, which Luther never wrote. I teach a course on it now. So I've been busy with some other matters, so I'm going to address now the election, quote-unquote, the election of Mamdani, Zohan Mamdani, as the governor of New York City. But before we begin, I just want you to know that the Jesuits rule the world. The great author that wrote Popery, Puseyism, and Jesuitism, Luigi De Santis, who was a Roman Catholic priest, he was saved, became a Protestant preacher, a minister. He had to leave Rome. But in his great work, Popery, Puseyism, and Jesuitism, he tells you it is the Jesuits who rule the world. And he wrote that in around 1870. So I quote all of this in my book, Vatican Assassins. All these sources are there. And so you need to get my ebook and use my book as a source book for quotations, because you won't have to look them up anymore. They're all in that book. It took me 20 years to write. And I wrote it for you, that you would use it for your purposes and these quotations to face down the Jesuit order and their agents, wherever they may be. Now, as I've taught you in the past, the Jesuits control all parties. They control, quote-unquote, the left. They control, quote-unquote, the right. They control them both. And they orchestrate them both to work together. I'll give you a simple illustration. Joe Biden played the fool for the 4 years he was president. Stumbling, bumbling, whatever he was doing. Joe Biden is a brilliant man. He knows where all the bodies are buried. He's a part of the Kennedy assassination cover-up. He knows exactly who ordered that assassination, which was Francis Cardinal Spellman, subject to Pius the Sixth in Rome. Pope Paul the Sixth. Biden knows that. Biden knows who rules the world. And so it's Biden that implemented all these left-wing, socialist, communist, anti-white, pro-black policies that facilitated the second election or appointment or selection of President Donald Trump. Biden was the greatest friend Trump could ever have. It's this same Joe Biden, Irish Roman Catholic Jesuit controlled Joe Biden, who gave $85 billion worth of military equipment to the Pope's Taliban in Afghanistan, which was an act of high treason for which he should be prosecuted and executed as a traitor. But oh no, the Pope has to build his Islamic host for America's future invasion, and so they were given all these weapons to then be scattered around in the Islamic nations, the Sunni Islamic nations, and some of those weapons went to Red China, run by the Jesuits also, to build the Sino-Soviet Muslim host for our future invasion and subjugation after the big war that's coming. Remember, the Jesuits in control of this emergency war powers military government used Skull and Bonesman Averill Harriman under the FDR administration in 1941, about June or thereabouts, with Lend-Lease to give $11.2 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars to the USSR and Joseph Stalin, so he could militarize the Red Army. And there's a book called The Red Terror, written by a guy named Gerlach, and I have it in my library, and he tells you that when he was a German in Germany, they couldn't believe when the Red Army was coming into Germany that they saw on these jeeps and vehicles made in USA. Just like Victor Herman, when he writes his great work Coming Out of the Ice, when he saw the Red Guards, the Bolshevik communist savage Red Guards in the Gulag, when he was being forced to cut all this wood and fill up train cars full of wood, and he saw one of the guards was eating some pork and beans out of a can, which was made in America. And when he saw that those savage Red Guards were eating American-made food, he broke down and cried. You can read all about it in a book called Coming Out of the Ice by Victor Herman. He went on to show that the CIA and the KGB worked together, which I've proven also in my book, Vatican Assassins. So, dear listener, all these factions work together under the aegis, all-seeing eye, for lack of a better term, of the Jesuit order in control of the international intelligence community. It is a unified international intelligence community. And it's centered in the Vatican, really the Gregorian University in Rome, which oversees NSA and the Pentagon and the huge military-industrial complex here in America. So all these factions work together. Now we can begin to talk about the Jesuits in New York City. In 1866, a book was written titled 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Charles Chenecky. He was a Roman Catholic priest out of Canada. He was saved, and he became the Martin Luther of America, where thousands of Roman Catholics left the institution, I hate to call it a church, left the Romish institution and were saved and became Protestants and Baptists. And Chenecky was the lawyer, was the friend of Abraham Lincoln, who was his lawyer when Chenecky was being framed by the priests, Sfink and others, at the command of the Bishop O'Regan, I believe, of Chicago. And Chenecky, as he writes his book, showing that the Jesuits were the true assassins of Abraham Lincoln, among other authors, in his book, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, he writes about the Jesuit quest to rule the United States. And I'll only read a portion of it. But it's in 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Charles Chenecky. And it's on pages 668 to 670, and I'll just read you a few lines. Quote, "We are determined like you to take possession of the United States and rule them. But we cannot do that without acting secretly and with the utmost wisdom. If our plans are known, they will surely be defeated. What does a skillful general do when he wants to conquer a country? Does he scatter his soldiers over the farmlands and spend their energy and power in plowing the fields and sowing grain? No, he keeps them well united around his banners and marches at their head to the conquest of the strongholds, the rich and powerful cities. The farming countries then submit and become the price of his victory without moving a finger to subdue them. So it is with us. Silently and patiently we must mass our Roman Catholics in the great cities of the United States, remembering that the vote of a poor journeyman, though he be covered with rags, has as much weight in the scale of power as the millionaire Astor, which were Protestants, and that if we have two votes against his one, he will become as powerless as an oyster. Let us then multiply our votes. Let us call our poor but faithful Irish Catholics from every corner of the world and gather them into the very hearts of those proud citadels which the Yankees are so rapidly building under the names of Washington, New York, Boston, Chicago, Buffalo, Albany, Troy, Cincinnati, etc. And I add most of these cities hosting Jesuit universities. He goes on and states, quote, "Then yes, then we will rule the United States and lay them at the feet of the Vicar of Jesus Christ, that he may put an end to their godless system of education and impious laws of liberty of conscience, which are an insult to God and man." Did you hear that? Liberty of conscience is an insult to God and man? Do you see how the Jesuit papacy does not believe in freedom of conscience, which is a Protestant Bible-based maxim born out of the Reformation and was a maxim of all historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Western nations, which gave rise to us being the greatest nations in world history, in addition to the fact that we didn't persecute the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites in our midst, bringing upon ourselves the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant, which Rome hates? Chinnicky continues, D'Arcy McGee was left almost alone when the votes were taken. From that, the Catholic priests, with the utmost admirable ability and success, have gathered their Irish legions into the great cities of the United States. And the American people must be very blind indeed if they do not see that if they do nothing to prevent it, the day is very near when the Jesuits will rule their country. Indeed, when the Jesuits will rule their country, from the magnificent White House in Washington to the humblest civil and military department of this vast republic. Now listen, dear listener. They are already the masters of New York. This is 1886. They're the masters of New York, Baltimore, Chicago, St. Paul, New Orleans, Mobile, Savannah, Cincinnati, Albany, Troy, Milwaukee, St. Louis, San Francisco, etc. Yes, San Francisco, the rich, the great queen of the Pacific, is in the hands of the Jesuits. Unquote. I start off with this quote as we deal with Ma'am Danny, Islam, and Nick Fuentes. And this is a kind of a supplement to Chris Pinto's recent podcast with the same title, Ma'am Danny, Fuentes, and Islam. Okay? I just want to add some extra details that I believe will further enhance his broadcast. I like Chris. I recommend American Jesuits and the true Christian history of the United States. Two very classic works. He could have done a little better, but that's all right. He did a wonderful job, especially on the true Christian history of America. I recommend you get it. So I'm going to add these details for Brother Chris, hoping that he will be, encouraged by it, that he will be edified by this. And so, I'll begin by saying that if you think the Jesuits were not in charge of putting Ma'am Danny in power as the mayor of New York, you do not know true history. You do not know who truly runs the United States. You do not perceive the political power of the Archbishop, the Cardinal Archbishop of New York City, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Do you think he's just a beanie-wearing man in a funny-looking outfit, praying for peace, and walking around with a smile on his face, hoping we're all going to get along? This guy's a killer. This guy is a military high general for the Pope. All your cardinals are military generals for the great Pope of Rome himself, the greatest military commander in the world, overseen by his Roman Praetorian Guard, the Jesuit order, the military order of the Society of Jesus, constantly waging war across the face of the surface of the Lord's flat earth in the nations that he's seeking to bring in to his political, temporal power and to rule them, as he rules America and has ruled America since no later than the assassination of Abraham Lincoln in 1865. So, the Jesuits rule New York City. It's out of New York City they run the big banks. The Federal Reserve Bank, it's not controlled by Jews. That's more anti-Jewish rhetoric that you can't prove. The head of the Federal Reserve Board today, head of the Federal Reserve Bank, is a Jew in New York City. Remember, the 12 Federal Reserve Banks were modeled after the 12 apostles and the Board of Governors in Washington, D.C. that was created in 1935 with the Banking Act that finalized the power with the Federal Reserve Act. That's Jesus Christ. That's Christ, the leader of all the 12 apostle Federal Reserve Banks. It's all papal. And there are certain high select Jews that are chosen to oversee the Board of Governors, like the previous several that have been, but they're just Masonic Jews serving the Pope. You have to see this picture. I prove it in my book, Vatican Assassins. The Jews run nothing. They are traitorous Jews at the top, betraying their own Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people in the decisions they make for the benefit of the Pope. For example, do you think when Netanyahu gave the stand-down order to the IDF not to respond to the Hamas attack on October 7th, the Battle of Lepanto, historically the day for the Battle of Lepanto, when the Knights of Malta defeated the Muslims, do you think the second most important naval sea battle in the world after the Battle of Actium for the benefit of the man who would become Caesar, Augustus Caesar, Octavian to become Augustus. So, do you think that they chose this October 7th date? Was it a Muslim date or was it a papal date? The Muslims don't like October 7th. What was it, 1571 with the Battle of Lepanto? That's when they lost. That's when the Ottoman Empire lost the papacy got access into Jerusalem then. And so the pilgrims, quote-unquote, the fanatical Roman Catholic pilgrims, who are not Christians, they're not Christians. Roman Catholics are not Christians. Nick Fuentes. So that they could make pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And so the Knights of Malta, the Hospitallers, set up headquarters there and they would be the overseers and protectors of the pilgrims to Jerusalem as a result of the successful sea battle when the Knights of Malta defeated the Ottomans at the Battle of Lepanto. So do you think the Muslims of today would attack on a date that they lost the Battle of Lepanto, October 7th? I don't think so. It's the papacy that chose the date of October 7th because this is going to result in a huge victory for the Pope's revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, which we call Israel, but which he calls the revived Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem, which is about the same landmass as the old Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem before it was destroyed by the Mamluks And what was the 1291? So the purpose here with this in Netanyahu, Freemason Benjamin Netanyahu, in ordering the IDF to stand down on orders of probably Donald Trump, because the CIA oversees Mossad. Mossad doesn't do anything without the approval of the Pope's Central Intelligence Agency and National Security Agency in Washington, in Fort Meade, Maryland. Mossad is not a law unto itself. Mossad is there to kill the political enemies of the government of Israel that's run for the benefit, not for the Jewish people, but it's run for the benefit of the Pope of Rome. Because any government for the benefit of the people would never give away land to its enemies. And that's what Ariel Sharon did in 2005 when he gave away Gaza to the fanatical, savage Muslims called Hamas, also run by the Pope. Its leader living in Doha, Qatar, near the Jesuit campus of Georgetown University, which is in Doha, Qatar, from which they controlled Hamas. So both Netanyahu and the leader of Hamas worked together for the facilitating of this attack into Gaza. So the leaders of Hamas made the announcement, told the order, gave him the order to go attack, and Netanyahu was given the order to stand down and let him kill these 1,200, 1,300 Jewish young people having a party in Israel. They work together. We have the same thing going on with the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was killed not by the left, not by the leftists, not by this ridiculous Tyler Robinson. That's nonsense. Kirk was never shot with a .30-06. That'd take his head off. You ever shot one? You need to go out by yourself. You go out in the woods yourself and just take a shot with a .30-06. It'll knock you on your butt unless you hold it properly against your shoulder and then pull the trigger. And then you're going to have a real jolt. All that's a lie. He was never shot by Tyler Robinson. He was never shot with a .30-06 round. That is not a wound of entry. It's a wound of exit out of his neck. Shot by the white shirt shooter with a .38 revolver off to his right. And I show it on my website, the video that shows the guy doing the shooting. And the woman standing next to him, recoiling away from him as he takes the shot. All that's what happened. Kirk was killed. He's not in Valhalla, okay? That's all nonsense. And so therefore, since this is being covered up, why then, who's doing the covering up? Why, Kash Patel, he's covering it up. Who does he work for? He works for Donald Trump. Who does Donald Trump work for? He works for the Archbishop of New York City and the apostolic delegate of the Pope in Washington. Trump works for the papacy. Why do you think he had Catholics for Catholics celebrating at Mar-a-Lago with over 100 priests down there within the last, 6 months or so? He's working for the papacy. He just got back from visiting the Pope of Rome. What would any Bible-believing, red-blooded American do? Go and visit that man of sin, or that precursor to the man of sin, the Pope of Rome. What would any true patriot ever do doing? Visit the Pope. Dear listener, the Pope believes that he has the right to rule the governments of all nations. Even Nick Fuentes will tell you that. Nick Fuentes is holding to papal doctrine when he says only Roman Catholics are Christians and Protestants are heretics. That's not him talking. That's papal doctrine. And the Jesuits, I'm sure, taught him well on that. That's papal doctrine. The Pope can smile and wave and be Mr. Nice Guy, and he wants to destroy you Protestant and Baptist heretics and you Roman Catholic liberals who believe in freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of gun ownership. Why, you Roman Catholics who believe that, you're liberals, and you deserve to die just as much as all these Protestant and Baptist heretics. That's the doctrine of Rome. That's the doctrine of the wicked Thomas Aquinas that won J.D. Vance's heart and converted him to Romanism. You need to read Summa Theologica. I quote a portion of it in my book, Vatican Assassins. Read it. Anybody who holds to Summa Theologica is a traitor. And that's J.D. Vance. So the left and the right work together, and there's not anybody that I know of except Joy Reid, who said concerning Trump's attempted assassination of Butler PA, that black witch leftist communist whose parents came from black Africa and settled in a white area called Iowa, that little black witch leftist said Trump was never shot in Butler, and she was absolutely right, for which she then was removed from what MSNBC. You can't tell the truth, Joy, when they put you in power. You better do what you're told. So that was all a fake. The attempted assassination was a fake. They had to kill that one white guy, that fireman, who was a decent white man, to make it look like a legitimate assassination attempt. But any shooter could shoot Trump in the head from 200 yards, however long it was. It's an easy shot. That's why the guy deliberately missed. So it can whiz by him. And Trump can fake like he was hit in the ear. All of that is theater. It's theatrics. And so they made him a hero. Fight, 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 after the Secret Service agent gets him all down and they spurt a little blood on his ear. The blood's running down his cheek. Hey, if he was hit in the ear, man, that blood would be pouring out of him. It wouldn't be just a little drip in there. It's all nonsense. And there's no scar in his ear, on his right ear. This is all a theatrical performance to create sympathy for Trump that the Jesuits have used to build the new right with the Council for National Policy, with certain members like Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway and another member of the Council for National Policy intending to raise up a unified, outraged white population was Charlie Kirk. Yeah, he was Council for National Policy too. All working together. And then for this assassination of Kirk, and he was really killed. And Candace Owens is absolutely right, even though she's a Roman Catholic, that black girl, she should have held to her Baptist position without being seduced into Romanism. But she was right when she said that Donald Trump was behind the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Good for you, Candace. A black woman that told the truth. It's like Joy Reid, a leftist socialist communist black woman, told the truth. I think the Jesuits have these people telling the truth so that the white people say, oh, they're not telling the truth. They're just black. They don't know nothing. That's the mind game here. So the Jesuits control both sides, and they have controlled New York City since 1880. And that's why they built it. That's why they made it the financial capital of the country. That's why they put up their Federal Reserve Bank there in New York City with their big Federal Reserve branch, where all the gold is in storage. 660,000 gold bars. I have a picture of it in my book, Vatican Assassins. And all the big men in power there have been Knights of Malta. Peter G. Peterson running the Federal Reserve Bank. He ain't no Jew. He was a Knight of Malta and a white Gentile. And another one that was a Knight of Malta. The name eludes me right now. He was in the CFR. And he was also the head of the Federal Reserve, sitting on the nation's gold supply that has been confiscated from we the people for some 92 years now, since Proclamation 2040 and the Emergency Banking Relief Act and the confiscation of the gold, thanks to Proclamation 2040 of March 9th, 1933. And they've been keeping that gold for we the people when the emergency ends, but the emergency ain't never going to end. And so they're going to keep that gold. That's what they did to us. And the other thing is, too, neither the right nor the left calls for the return of our gold. Neither the right nor the left tells you that we're under emergency war powers military government, because they both work together. The one who puts Ronald Reagan in power was his predecessor, the one who came before Reagan with his leftist, socialist, communist policies. And hence, that was Jimmy Carter, who gives the Panama Canal away to Panama on order of one of his Jesuit advisors and paves the way for Reagan to come to power after the October surprise that was orchestrated by the Jesuits in Iran. So They all work together. They're Freemasons or Knights of Columbus or Knights of Malta. All these secret societies work together. Jimmy Carter was a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason, paving the way for Ronald Reagan, whose what father was a Knight of Columbus, and he's later going to be a Knight of Malta. Reagan's going to appoint a bunch of Knights of Malta in his administration. One of them's Alexander Haig. That sinner, whose brother Frank Haig was a Jesuit priest. It's like James J. Rowley, the head of the Secret Service at the time of the Kennedy assassination, his brother Francis Rowley was another Jesuit priest. They all work together. Get the book, Hoover's FBI, shows you that the FBI and the Secret Service work together, and Carthur Dickey DeLoach and the James J. Rowley met together at Georgetown University and were debriefed by Daniel Power, the Jesuit priest there, because they're orchestrating the FBI and the Secret Service to work better together. Carthur Dickey DeLoach was the real head of the FBI. That faggot, awful, terrible J. Edgar Hoover, he didn't run it. It was the Roman Catholic Carthur Dickey DeLoach, Knight of Malta, who really ran it. It's like Louis Tordello ran NSA as deputy director at the time of the Kennedy assassination. So they're all working together. The intelligence community is united. The woman who's in the head of the 17 intelligence communities in this country? Nikki Haley? What's her name? She's appointed by Trump to oversee the intelligence community run by the Jesuits out of Georgetown, NSA, FBI, Langley. They're all working together. Okay? So, we have the Jesuits in control of Andrew Cuomo, who was a Jesuit forum trained Roman Catholic. He's going to lose to Mam Dany, who was also controlled by the Jesuits and who comes from a very leftist, socialist, communist background with his mother and his father. His mother's a Hindu and his father's a Muslim. And they come out of Uganda. And yet they're East Indians. Some want to tell you that Mandami's mother was a Jewess. There's a video out there showing that these Orthodox Jews in New York are welcoming Mandami to the mayorship because they found out that his mother was a Jew. I don't see any proof of that. Maybe. Well, one thing's for sure. Why did the Jesuits put Mandami in power in New York City over their former stooge and servant, Andrew Cuomo? Why? Because Mandami is going to do what Cuomo would never do or could never do. And he's going to justify, Mandami is going to justify the persecution of the Jews in New York City, driving the largest Jewish population of the world out of New York, or most of them going to the FEMA death camps, while the top Jews of New York are going to Israel. Exactly what was done during World War II, when the majority of the Jews were sent to the camps, some 6.8 million, more like 7, because they've just discovered some 2,000 burial sites in Eastern Europe where the Einsatzgruppen killed these Jews, buried them in pits and buried them up, and the trees grew around, you never found them again. So no, that Eurasian Jewish Holocaust did happen, and it was carried out by the Jesuits and their SS, and the SS was modeled after the Jesuit order, and Hitler said that Heinrich Himmler was our Ignatius Loyola of the SS. All proven in my book. I quote that from Dave Hunt's A Woman Rides the Beast. So Mamdami is going to be the one that's going to drive the Jews out of New York City, and it's ironic because most of the Jews in New York City voted for him because the Jews are generally socialists, communists, anti-white, pro-black, and yet they're hypocrites and they don't live in any black communities. They live in white communities. And so they're going to reap what they've sown now in voting for Mamdani. I had a Jewish friend in Chicago. I said, "What'd you vote for Obama for?" I said, "Don't you know he hates you? He's tutored by Jesuits like Greg Galuzzo. out of Chicago, the head of Gamaliel Foundation. Don't you understand that? And the guy turned to me and says, I wouldn't vote for Obama again. I said, I would hope not, because he is against you. He's against the nation of Israel, like the good Muslim that he was, and like the good Muslim that Mamdani is. He's against the existence of the nation of Israel, in spite of what he openly says. Oh, I'm for the nation of Israel, but not for an exclusive Jewish state where Jews alone can live there, which is the biblical position. There's no such thing as a two-state solution. A two-state solution is sin. And furthermore, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. That's sin. Any more than there's such thing as a Romulan or a Klingon. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. They're Arab Muslims living in Gaza that was given to them on the sin and wickedness of Ariel Sharon in 2005. And Ben Shapiro will never tell you that, because he too is working for the Pope, facilitating the agitation. If Ben Shapiro was honest, he would say, Netanyahu did indeed give a stand down order, because we have an officer in the IDF that has come out and said that's exactly what happened. Because they want this war. And the Jewish people there are cannon fodder, and the Arab Muslims are cannon fodder. The Jesuits don't care about any of them. To the end that this war will become a huge theater in war for the bringing down of those abominations of the Muslim mosques on the Temple Mount, so that there can be the building of the third Hebrew temple, which must come to pass according to Matthew 24:15, according to Jesus Christ, according to the prophet John in the book of the Revelation chapter 11. That temple of God is a third Hebrew temple. According to the prophet, the apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that temple of God in verse 4 or 5 is the third Hebrew temple. Has to be built for both the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness to have their culmination. So therefore, this war naturally would be orchestrated by the Pope's leader of the Masonic Jewish later Zionists and the Pope's leader of Hamas, who later was killed. And a billionaire to boot, living in Doha, Qatar. And because of Qatar's participation in this, it was rewarded by Pete Hexeth, that sinner, that knight of the equestrian order, when he signs the agreement with the leader of Qatar, giving a portion of Mount Home Air Force Base to them. Isn't that wonderful? And that's what your new right's doing for you, white man. Don't you think one moment Donald Trump is your hero? He just betrayed you with that agreement with the leader of Qatar in giving an Air Force base to them, Mount Home. When I was in the Air Force, that was a good duty in Idaho. They all work together. And that includes the leaders of the Jews backing Mamdani, knowing that this will result in the death of the low-level Jews, where the high-level Jews will be able to escape to Israel. And the Orthodox Jews at the top, the leaders, hate the racial Hebrew Jewish Israelitish people because they're setting them up to blame the Jews for bringing this Muslim to power in New York, so that all the white people who don't read the Bible anymore can unite together against the Jews and say, look what they did, they brought all these Muslims here. That's exactly what David Icke does, David Duke. It's all the Jews bringing all these Muslims into Sweden. No, it's not. It's the Jesuits doing. They have certain upfront Jews. But see, the David Dukes and the David Icke's and the others are going to blame the Jews. Got to blame the Jews. The Nick Fuentes got to blame the Jews. And not one of them will tell you of the ubiquitous power of the Jesuit order in their history for the last 200 years. And all the assassinations they participated in. No? So, I'll give you a few connections here. The transition team leader, his name is Bonello, for Mamdani, and he was educated at St. John's University, which is a Roman Catholic school in New York City. Mamdani's surrounded with Roman Catholics, and his mother, went to a Roman Catholic school. And that Roman Catholic school is Loretto Convent School in Tara Hall, India. Ma'am, Danny's mother is a Roman Catholic, even though she says she's Hindi. She was trained in a convent. That's why you see, ma'am, Danny will never cross swords with the papacy. Never. Because he's the tool of the papacy to use the sword of the church called Sunni Islam for the destruction of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants in America and also racial Jews to justify the rise of the new right and round them up and take them to the 600 concentration camps. The Muslims in this country are going to the camps. And there aren't any Muslims today that have experienced the wrath of crusading white Roman Catholics. They have never seen it, they've never experienced it, but they are going to experience it, and they're going to experience it here in America, and they will experience it in Europe. Tell me, dear listener, you think the Pope's going to give Roman Catholic Europe and all the edifices there to the Muslims? True, Islam is a sword of the church. That's why John Paul II kissed that green Quran. It's a famous picture. Because Islam is the sword of the church. And when the sword has been used, the Jesuits will use other parties to exterminate it. That's right. And by the way, after this coming war, the nation of Israel will be safer than it has been because it's going to involve the extermination of several hundred million Muslims. Which I will say will deserve it because they believe the satanic doctrine of persecuting anybody who's not a Muslim with a Dehini tax, calling us a bunch of infidels. Well, you know what? Islam is the absolute number of opposite number of Romanism. Islam has jihad. The Pope has crusades. Islam has Arabic for its language. The Pope has Latin for its language. All these parallels are identical because, you see, Rome is the author of Islam to be used as its sword in the killing of Bible-believing Arabs and Bible-believing Arabs and Jews in the Middle East and now around over across the face of the flat earth. Islam is its sword. And by the way, they've used the American military government since 1933 as the sword of the church. And one of their uses for it is to eliminate Shia Islam. That's why they have a war in a portion of Iraq where there are the Shia there. They've destroyed every Shia mosque. One particular Shia leader said that the Sunnis have been hired to destroy the Shia. That's right. It's exactly right. Because Rome has always hated the Shia. It's divided its sword of Islam for centuries. Now it's being terminated. It's like the Jesuits eliminated the Mensheviks and brought the Bolsheviks to complete power. Even so, it's the same way with getting rid of the Shia for the benefit of the Sunnis, so the Sunnis can have their new second Sunni caliphate with their capital city of Baghdad built by American technology, with American technology by American corporations and protected by the military run by the Pope. So, we have here with Ma'am Danny, we have that Ma'am Danny, the Jesuits put into power pursuant to their doctrine of counter-reformation. The Jesuits must destroy all cultures and civilizations born out of the Protestant Reformation. Why do you think in World War II the Jesuits used Churchill and Bomber Harris and FDR to firebomb Dresden? Dresden was a Protestant, white Protestant city. And after the firebombing of Dresden, you can read about it in a book called Slaughterhouse-Five. That was the end of Protestantism in Dresden. And they did the same thing in England when they bombed Coventry and Hull, destroyed those white Protestant cities of Coventry and Hull using the German Luftwaffe with Goering. They work together for the destruction of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant nations and peoples under the deception of a war that we're fighting fascists. Hey, who's responsible for fascism? Pierre Van... Von Papen will tell you, Franz von Papen will tell you, that fascism is a system most commendable to the papacy. You can read it in Days of Our Years by Pierre Van Passen. We have to see the papal connection. So they put Mam Dani in power. Mam Dani. Zohan, maybe after Zohar. Zohar is part of the Talmud. Zohan Mandami, Mam Dani, put him in office. And who backs him? Why, George Soros. So now we can blame the Jews for putting Mam Dani into power. Just like George Soros backed the Muslim Barry Davis Obama, working for the Pope. And all the terrible things he did with socialist, communist Obamacare, where the payments are so outrageous nobody can afford it. Obama was tutored by a Jesuit, Greg Galuzzo. Mandami was also tutored by Jesuits in New York somewhere. Probably, he's probably been to the Jesuit University of Fordham in New York City with private secret meetings. I can't prove it, but what he does is for the benefit of the Jesuit order. Who benefits? Who benefits? Soros has funded the Catholic legal immigration network run by a Jesuit, Joe Vasquez. All this alien invasion is not immigration. It's not immigration. Don't you dare call it immigration. It's invasion. And the Jesuits have orchestrated this huge, massive Hispanic invasion of Roman Catholics into this country to further destroy historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant America, and specifically Texas. All you Texans now, historically Baptists and Protestants, they're going to destroy your state. And who did it? Who done it? Why, it's the Jesuits running D.C. and the commander-in-chief there, enabling it to happen. Well, Trump, he's putting up a wall. You think putting up a wall is going to keep them out? They're already in here. What, some 40 million of them? The wall is to keep us in so we cannot leave when we would like to leave, because the wall is up. And the safest exit out of America is through the southern border. Well, now we got a great big wall there, boy, and you can't leave it. The rounding up, this agitation, the rounding up of these savages in here that are here illegal, and they want to fight. Listen, if I was running ICE, because it's a legitimate thing, you got to get these people out of here. You got to get them out of here as best as you can. But if they're going to go physical, if they're going to get violent, you beat them half to death or shoot them. And then after you shoot several hundred of them, they're going to quietly go back to the countries that they came from. And these domestic terrorists that are facilitating this, taking shots at ICE, I would set up snipers and I'd shoot them, as many as I could find. And they would know, if you start messing with ICE, with their legitimate rounding up of these savages, they're going to kill you. And that's what they need to know. You know what Mexico does when they have riots? They bring out the machine guns and they mow them down. That's why you don't have any riots in Mexico City. Of course, it's fanatical Roman Catholic and there's no real freedom of thought there, but they don't have any riots there because the Jesuits know how to keep down troublemakers when they are in control of Mexico City. Never forget, I told that to Grover DeVault. He was a Jesuit coadjutor at Lancaster Bible College when I was there many years ago, 1981. And I said to him in open class, I said, you know what? With this writing, I would do exactly what Mexico does. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, bring out the machine guns. I said, that's right, Mr. DeVault. Didn't go over too big. Because we're supposed to be nice to him. And we're to ask him nicely to stop. No, no, you don't ask him nicely to stop. You bring in the ICE boys and the cops and whatever, and they have the ability to beat them and to submit them to arrest. And if they fight back, you keep beating them. And if they draw any weapons, just shoot them. And that's the end of it. Listen, the government does not bear the sword in vain. They're supposed to have their guns and they're supposed to use them against this lawless bunch of Antifa, Black Lives Matter criminals, also run by the Jesuit order. And by the way, when they were parading through New York City, did they bother Fordham? Did they go out to Fordham University and parade there? Of course not. When they were marching through New York City, did they touch the Archbishop's St. Patrick's Cathedral there? Did they throw things on that? Why, no, they didn't, because they know who their boss is. The Cardinal of New York City was the boss of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. and completely in his hands. So they're not going to touch the place where he lives, and also the church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, and they didn't. So going on. Well, here's another interesting connection with the wife of Zohan Mandani, which he's only been married to for, a couple of years. She has been featured in the New Yorker, in the Washington Post, with the BBC, with Apple. She promotes social justice, which was started and founded by a Jesuit, Luigi Taparelli, in the late 1800s. Social justice is a Jesuit maxim, a Jesuit doctrine of communism, beating down the white peoples in favor of the blacks or anybody else for that matter. That's social justice. It's another reason to destroy the historic white Anglo-Saxon Protestant middle class. And also, she was featured in the New York Times. This woman, Rama, the wife of Mamdani, is in the in crowd, the Jesuit in crowd, because the Jesuits run all these rags, these CFR-controlled newspapers. They run it. And if they featured her, why, she's in their good graces, and she probably knows it. She knows she's working with the Jesuit order, just like Mamdani knows he's working for it. That's why he has all the confidence. He was told you're going to win, so don't worry about it. Don't make any major mistakes here, but we're going to put you in office. And I'm sure Andrew Cuomo knew all about it, so he went through the fake campaign speeches and resisting Mamdani, only to know he was never going to win. And he probably got paid well for it. And then she was featured in Tate Modern, which is a artistic place in London. And Tate Modern was financed by Elizabeth Murdoch, who was the daughter of Rupert Murdoch. So here we have a connection of the leader of Fox News, one of the 10 most powerful press lords in the world, whose daughter was backing Rama Jawagi, the wife of Mandami. They're all working together. Rupert Murdoch is backing Mamdani, although he appears not to because he controls Fox News, and Fox News calls him the socialist communist, which he is, and the Muslim, which he is, but secretly backing him to bring this whole agitation to a new right, declaration of martial law, and that's exactly where they want to go. Yep. So, yeah, they were married in 2025 in February of this year. Mamdani was married to his wife since February. So she was raised in Dubai. Dubai is the treasure city of the Sunni Muslims, ruled by Masonic Arabs, loyal to Rome and the Jesuit order. Dubai is the new playpen for the Jesuit-controlled elites. They run it. And then, this woman also promotes the fiction of the Gaza genocide. There's no genocide in Gaza. Do you realize they're bringing in truckloads of food into Gaza for those people? And they've tried their best to help those people get out of there, but Egypt, run by the Pope, has closed its border, the southern border, which borders Gaza, so that those people can't escape to Egypt, so that they don't have to pay with their lives for what Hamas has done, using them as human shields, those wicked sinners, Muslim Hamas sinners, run by the Jesuits, with their evil, wicked, filthy religion, bloodthirsty religion of Islam, created by the Pope to use the Arabs as his sword of the church. That's exactly what's being done here and in Europe. Don't blame Islam for it. Blame the Pope, because he created it. And the Seventh-day Adventists have put together, even though I don't recommend them, it's a cult. It's a work salvation cult. Nonetheless, some of their people have done some good work. And one of the things they've recently done is they put a video together showing Islam is a creation of Rome and works for the benefit of the Pope. Every time Islam raises its bloody sword, Rome benefits. And remember, they don't care how many Jews they kill in Israel. They just care about not losing the government that rules Israel for the benefit of the Pope. So they'll sacrifice as many Jews as they want to. All of those Jewish leaders in Israel working for the Pope. The late Shimon Peres, Netanyahu, all of them are busy working for the Pope. It ought to be a crime to have allegiance to the Pope of Rome. Israel ought to get rid of the embassy of the Pope in, what, Jerusalem. On the top of that embassy in Jerusalem, I was there many years ago. Well, they got the Virgin Mary, and they got the 12 stars for the 12 apostles over her head. I mean, come on, who rules who? Jesus Christ said that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. The Pope's a Gentile until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Jews don't run Jerusalem. The Pope does. No matter if he rules it through the British or the Turks or the labor Zionists or the American military government, it's all run by Gentiles for the benefit of that Gentile King of Rome, and of which Bob Dylan's mother said in Bob Dylan's book Chronicles that the Pope of Rome is the King of the Jews. That's what she said. She was right. Ma'am Danny's father and Ma'am Danny's mother are both Harvard educated. Now, whenever you hear Harvard, think socialist, communist, anti-white, pro-black, anti-Protestant, anti-Baptist, pro-Catholic, trash school that has millions of dollars given to it by this emergency war powers government in District of Columbia. They've financed Harvard for years. I'd be ashamed to say I was a Harvard grad. That means I'm formally a communist. And by the way, the Jesuits are the masters of communism. They perfected communism on their Jesuit reductions in Paraguay from 1609 to 1759 for 150 years. Communism isn't a creation of the Jews and Karl Marx. Marx was tutored by the Jesuit general in the London Museum, in London there for many years in writing the Communist Manifesto. Peter Bex, Jesuit general, according to the great Otto von Bismarck, the Protestant, the Lutheran, who said, priests can be saved, but he said, I don't believe any pope can be saved. That's what Bismarck said. One of the great German Protestant heroes of the past. They're all pro-Palestinian. Again, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. This is part of the Pope's agitation. The Arab-Israeli agitation is papal, and one of their agitations is we have to promote the fiction that there's such thing as the Palestinian people. Now, we'll devote a few minutes to Nick Fuentes. I will tell you that Nick Fuentes is a very brilliant young man. He's 27 years old. He has been tutored. He has been taught Jesuit right-wing policies called ultramontanism. The Jesuit ultramontanes ultimately bring Hitler to power. The ultramontanes repudiate Vatican II, which they should anyway, of 1962 to 65. And they want to go back to the ultramontane Latin Mass. This is Jesuit ultramontanism. Even though the Jesuits were behind Vatican II, it was an agitation to bring the church back to ultramontane right-wingism. Because secretly it backs the new right movements. That's why it backed Franco. That's why it backed Mussolini. That's why it backed Hitler. All of them were right-wing fascists controlled by the Jesuits. The advisor to Benito Mussolini was a secretary of the Society of Jesus, Pedro Tacci Venturi. And Chris Pinto puts a picture of him in his excellent DVD, American Jesuits. You ought to see this guy. Evil looking, demon possessed. So, Nick Fuentes advocates papal doctrine that Protestants are heretics and the only Christians are Roman Catholics. That is a papal doctrine, which is not new with him. Aquinas and the others have always repeated it. And I have it in my book, Vatican Assassins, with several Roman Catholic authors. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they all say. So, you Protestants and Baptists that say, Catholics are Christians too, are like us. Are you stupid? Hasn't anybody ever taught you anything? Has your preacher or pastor set you down and said, Roman Catholics are not Christians? Look at the doctrine of the papacy. That's not our doctrine. And furthermore, who are our greatest persecutors? The Muslims are not the greatest persecutors of Christians. It's the papacy that is. But now, since Islam is the sword of the church for the last 100 years or so, why, they're busy killing the true Bible-believing Christians in Syria, of which the Israeli Air Force bombed a few of those guys trying to kill those Christians in Syria. They tried to come to their help. They're killing the Christians they killed the Christians during World War I, the Armenian Massacre, using Islam, the sword of the church, with Ataturk, that sinner, that Masonic sinner, working for the Pope. They use Islam as its sword. Because why should the Pope raise up Roman Catholic armies to do it when they can just call upon their faithful Islamic Muslims to do it? And the doctrine's identical. The destructive doctrines of Islam are identical to the destructive doctrines of Rome. And so that's what they're doing here. So, again, what's happened with all the while into the Pope's new right. That's what they want to do. The Jesuits' secret but true policy is to create the new right. And that's why they have Turning Point USA, to unite the white Mormons and the white Roman Catholics and the white Protestants and the white Baptists all into a white new right movement, except Kirk got disobedient, for which the devil killed him, and has been now taken over by the fanatical wife of his, Erica Kirk, wearing a cross of the Knights of Malta around her neck, and she's advised by certain Jesuit coadjutors, including Steve Bannon, that Jesuit with his black coat, black tie, black shirt, black. So that the Turning Point USA is going to unite the whites of the left-wing socialist communist universities where they've been persecuted, victimized for years, into a rage, into going to the new right. And who gets to be blamed for this? Why, it's the Jews, not the Jesuits, who are the controllers of education in this system. I have a dear brother in Christ, Brother Ed Canfield. He knows a Jesuit that's 82 years of age. He said, Eric, that guy told me that we control all the educational institutions in America by virtue of the doctrine that they teach. There's not one university that's going to teach the truth about the Reformation. There's not one university that's going to teach the truth about the greatness of white men of white Protestant nations and all of our inventions. You like shoes? It's an invention of the white Protestant Dutch. So, there's no university that's going to teach that true history. They want you paganized, and they want you rejecting the Bible, and they don't want you to look into the papacy to see of its power. They don't want you reading my book, Vatican Assassins. Oh, no, don't read that. That's written by a racist, a bigot, and a sexist. Yeah, so we branded him with those terms, and don't you read what he writes. Yeah, because you might get enlightened a little bit, because he quotes hundreds of other authors that have essentially said the same thing. Turning Point USA is a perfect tool for the Council for National Policy, of which Steve Bannon's a member, of which Kirk was a member, of which Kellyanne Conway's a member, and Leo Lehrman years ago, the owner of Rite Aid. All of these guys, Council for National Policy, with Knights of Malta in it. Heritage Foundation. So, a uniting of all these white peoples into the new right. As I mentioned, Kirk called for the release of the Epstein files. They don't want the Epstein files released because it's going to show the Democratic leaders and the Republican leaders went down there. I'm sure Trump was down there. I'm sure his name's in the on the aircraft manifesto, as well as Chucky Schumer, the one who caused the shutdown. And now he's inciting all these blacks to commit crime, and all these white men carrying guns when these savage blacks are going to go steal their groceries when they come out of the store. These white men are going to shoot them dead. And they ought to be shot dead. You steal my food, I'm going to shoot you. Which ought to be done to anybody that steals somebody's food when they're coming out of a grocery store. Bye-bye. Bang. But they've created this agitation. They gave these blacks all these millions and billions of dollars over the years. Trillions of dollars, according to Pat Buchanan, with all this free money and Social Security and whatever you want to call it, so that they can pull the rug out from underneath them, blame the white man. They're going to go on a rampage of all the major cities to kill the white people, which will justify calling out the military, rounding them up, bringing out the mobile guillotines, cutting their heads off, putting them in the black coffins, and sending them off to some recycling plant. All of it's in place. You listen to me, black man? I'm trying to help you. They're going to cut your heads off with these 100,000 mobile guillotines that they're going to break out of storage. I have pictures of them on my website. And they're going to round you up, or they're going to send you in the prisoner cars, there's 100,000 of them, off to the camps. Or if they're, after they cut your head off, you're going to go into the big black coffins. They got 500,000 in storage in Georgia. They're going to round you up, black man, and they're going to take you away. A bunch of raging white, vicious white men, mostly Roman Catholics, who've been victimized by your black savagery against us since the civil rights movement, or even before. Time to pay the piper. You reap what you sow. I'm just concerned about the minority civil blacks who believe the Bible and are decent people. They got to stand up against these black savages that have ruined certain portions of every major city in this country, and they need to denounce them. They're not happening because they're afraid of them. They're afraid these black savages with the Nation of Islam and these other hired killers are going to come around in their communities and kill them. Isn't that right, my black Christian friend? You're afraid of them. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. You need to trust in the Lord and expose these sinners. If you're black, tell the truth. All they can do is kill you. All they can do is give you, torture you and kill you, and then you're with the Lord and you have a better resurrection. So Kirk is removed. Now TPUSA, working with the Club of Rome, and you need to get a couple books on the Club of Rome. One was written by John Coleman, and the other was written, titled The Club of Rome. The other one's titled, Mankind at the Turning Point by Masarovic and Pestel, and the subtitle is The Second Report to the Club of Rome. The Club of Rome is behind the turning point. Turning Point USA, from leftist socialist communism in blue, turning point into new right republicanism into the red. From communism to fascism, that's what it illustrates. So I'm going to read some conclusions here now and I'll be done. Number one, the Jesuits are leading the Counter-Reformation. If you don't know what that is, you need to get up on it real quick. Two, the Jesuits rule Islam, namely Sunni Islam. That's why they made a beautiful place out of United Arab Emirates, and then Mecca, Medina, and you have the cities of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, these treasure cities with gold, huge stores of gold there for the second Sunni caliphate, all controlled by the Jesuits. The Jesuits are the creators of communism. Number three, they created it, not the Jews. Four, the Jesuits are rulers of all the secret societies, all 800 of them, especially B'nai Ferith, Jewish Freemasonry, and Scottish Rite Freemasonry. They control them both. That means they control the ADL. And Abraham Foxman, years ago, when he was ahead of that, was a Knight of Malta, a secretly Roman Catholic, creating anti-Jewish fury with his ADL. ADL works for the Pope, folks. The Jesuits are the ones who created social justice with the Luigi Taparelli. That's communism. It's anti-white, anti-reformation, anti-middle class, the social justice for the destruction of the white middle class. Six, Jesuit introduced the American Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. Actually, it starts in the 30s with A. Philip Randolph, a black Freemason, and Brother Martin Lucifer King, member of Boule Society, Boule, according to Steve Coakley. If you've never listened to Steve Coakley and his exposure of Jesse Jackson and the murder of Martin Luther King, you've got to listen to him. He's a black guy, hates white people, but he tells you the truth with regard to King and Jesse Jackass, that brother Freemason. So, we have, and there was nothing in the 1964 Civil Rights Movement for anything for a white man. Nick Fuentes is absolutely right. This government hasn't done anything for a white man, ever. But the solution is not to persecute the Protestants or the Jews. The solution is to go after the Jesuit order, Nick. They got 28 universities here. Don't you think you should be able to denounce them if you're going to be honest? No, because Nick Fuentes, you'll never touch the Jesuit order, will you? You'll never expose them as a real secret power in this government that's destroying the white middle class, be it Catholic or Protestant. 8. The Jesuits back the LGBTQ community. The Jesuits backing all these sex perverts. Because the more you can drive a country into sexual perversion, the more it justifies the national judgment of Almighty God on a bereft and corrupt and immoral nation. So the more you push this immorality, the more it justifies its punishment from the halls of heaven. Remember what the Lord said when he was talking to Abraham? About Sodom and Gomorrah. The cry is great from that city, and has come up into my ears, and I have come down to see it if it's so. Because Sodom and Gomorrah is destroyed by fire because of all the sexual sin and wickedness in those cities. And if the Jesuits can impose all this sexual sin in all these major cities, the Lord is then justified to destroy them or to bring a war upon them and have the people killed in a terrible war as is being designed against us right now. The Jesuits back the alien Hispanic invasion. That's why there's a statue of the Pope of Rome on the border down there welcoming all the alien Hispanic invaders in here, because the Pope's Knights of Malta and secret societies are running all the coyotes and all the drug trading brotherhoods down there, the Medellin cartel and all the others. They're run by the Jesuits through the CIA. Remember, what's his name that was the head of the Medellin cartel? Do you realize he had a neighbor that was this officer in the CIA? Yeah. The one who runs the Medellin cartel is Pablo Escobar, and he is overseen by officers in the CIA, and there's a movie in Hollywood that actually portrays that with Denzel Washington, that black man educated by the Jesuits at Fordham, and sacrosanct in Hollywood, and Jesuit-ruled Hollywood. They work together. I have to laugh. Trump is shooting all the narcos with their boats right out of the water. Hey, what about the barges and the huge ships full of dope coming in this country, full of cocaine and God knows what else in those boats? I told you I had a friend that had a buddy, a black guy, worked for the border security, and when he was getting ready to bust this big ship that was coming in, they knew it was full of guns and dope. They get a call from the Secretary of State during the Bush administration. You let that ship go and you don't board that. And a guy that did something similar to that exposed the weapons on a ship coming out and going into Iran, why, he was Jonathan Pollard. And so because he wrecked George Bush's design with the Iran-Contra policy, he gets to go to jail for 20 years. The big boys run the drug trade. The DEA is to go after the little guys because the big boys run the drug trade. The big Knights of Malta running the CIA, the mafia, the cartels, they're all working together, folks. The Democrats and the Republicans work together for this shutdown. The Democrats and the Republicans made it so the millions of blacks would be subject and have to get their food stamps, because they intended to pull that carpet out from underneath them, drive them to desperation, rioting, which will justify martial law and their death. It's all a masterpiece of war. And the Jesuits, of course, they are the real masters of the lords of war. They brought the art of war out of China, brought it here, translated into Europe, and they followed the art of war. They're the greatest warriors in the world history. And what works in the past, they'll do it again, which is what they're doing here. The Jesuits back the black African invasion, where they're bringing all these tens of thousands of blacks out of Africa into America. to further blacken America so that we don't have a white nation anymore. So we'll be a bunch of race-mixed, mongrels, miscegenated people that cannot stand up to a white nation that would invade us like Russia, or a Chinese nation, or an Asian nation that would invade us like China. Or Islamics that would invade us, because Muslims of the East regard the blacks as a joke. They hate them. And by the way, any of you blacks listening, you need to know that when the Russians and the Chinese and the Muslims get here, you're going to be the first to go. They're going to love hunting you down because they know what you've done here for the last 80 or 90 years. And it's going to be payback. That is of what the new right doesn't kill. So in conclusion, and by the way, Glenn Beck, I think is Council for National Policy, Turning Point USA, he's another Jesuit coadjutor, white Glenn Beck. Because he'll never tell you about the power of the Jesuit order. Never. In fact, he says we're all Catholics now. He's kind of like Fuentes. If you're not a Catholic, you're a Jew. Creating the radical new right, Catholicizing it. Just like that guy at the Charlie Kirk's funeral, that fanatical Roman Catholic, comes out with his cross with the beads, raises it up. It's called a rosary. The Roman Catholic rosary. The rosary. A cross with beads on it, and we're going to hold it up as though it has some mystical, magical power. What a bunch of sin. Idolatry. And that's why the Muslims, they have their own kind of Islamic rosary where they count their beads, because it's the same religion. Islam is for people of color, and Roman Catholicism is for white people, generally speaking. The rosary, what a disgrace. So in conclusion, the Jesuits run all these things. And so what should we do? What should we do? Wrench our hands and, oh God, this is what's going to happen. And all these cities are going to be killed by these Muslims. This is what we need to do. First of all, we need to have a pure life. We're right with God. We have our sin confessed. We seek His face. Second of all, we need to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some are. So we have a regular time when we worship together and seek the Lord. Then we make our petitions to the Lord. And one of our petitions is, God, deliver us from what's coming here. And in so making that petition, we do commonsensical things. For example, we need to live in areas that are not near the major cities, and we need to unite in a specific county. And we need to be armed with guns, lots of them, for our personal defense. So when these savages come out to shoot and kill us, we shoot and kill them first. As good Calvinists who use the sword of just defense do. You read John Knox's Reformation in Scotland and his defense of the sword of just defense in front of a Mary Queen of Scots. Protestant, Baptist, Calvinists use the sword of just defense, and you better have a few swords, you better know how to use them, you better carry them with your concealed carry. And you need to be ready to shoot anybody that wants to kill you or rob, rape, and murder your family members. You need to be ready to shoot and kill them. And that's the biblical approach. We do not turn the other cheek. That is not for the church, the body of Christ. It is for Israel in anticipation of Messiah establishing the Davidic kingdom when he will personally kill all those who would not have him rule over them. The book of Luke, chapter 21, thereabouts. So, in this present evil age, present evil world, Galatians 1:4, we are armed. We protect ourselves. We protect our communities. And so that's the next thing we want to do. We need to align with our neighbors, and we're all armed. And so when these foragers start coming out to want to steal everything we have and kill our cattle or take turns raping our women or burn our house down, we can shoot them. We can unite as neighbors for unified stopping of this criminal activity, because the cops aren't showing up. The The SWAT teams aren't going to be showing up for our defense. We got to defend ourselves. So it's time we acquit ourselves as men and be ready to defend ourselves. Constantly armed, walking around with guns on our properties, and we are not going to be victims by these savages. And we have an Islamic training camp for military over here in Pennsylvania from the Poconos. And what do you think they're training for? Huh? To start their pillaging and whatever they're going to be doing, pursuant to Quran and Surah, whatever, Surah 9, so that they can fulfill the will of Allah by destroying the white Anglo-Saxon Western civilization, benefiting the Pope of Rome and his Jesuits. So we better be armed. And we better advocate for our county to declare its independence. This is the politically right thing to do. To declare your independence, that we are no longer part of this empire, because it's thought to destroy us for the last 92 years, since March 9, 1933, with Proclamation 2040, and we are in the Emergency Banking Relief Act of March 9, 1933, and we are no longer going to stay in this empire run by the Pope for our destruction, sending us to foreign wars and foreign crusades to fight for the benefit of the papacy. That's the solution. The solution is not the new right. The solution is not Donald Trump. The solution is racial and religious separation under nationhood. In conclusion, the Bible tells us that all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not one good, no, not one. Romans 3:10. Romans 3:23, and the wages of sin is death. If we get what we deserve, we need to die and go to hell for a while until the great white throne judgment. Then we're going to be resurrected out at the great white throne judgment, be judged according to our works, and given what we deserve in a certain degree of the lake of fire forever. That's what's coming. So in seeking to be delivered from our just deserts, we need to be saved by the grace of God, believing that Christ died for our sins, was buried and rose again, truly repenting. Godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7:10. So repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried and rose again. That's the gospel of 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. And that's the only gospel. And upon believing that gospel, my friend, the Lord will save you, place you in the body of Christ, seal you to the day of redemption, give you an inheritance that's eternal, that's undefiled, that fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven for you, simply by truly repenting and believing this wonderful gospel. For you're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, not of the sacraments, not of the sinful, satanic, wicked sacraments, which Ignatius Loyola, by the way, never believed any of them. He refused to have last rites. Yeah, got that, Nick? Ignatius Loyola refused last rites. He thought the sacraments were a joke. So in conclusion, I trust you're saved. I trust you know the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled. The Lord's in complete and total control, and the devil's in control of his kingdom and all of his factions, that the Lord can set back, expose anytime he wants to. And I trust he's using this broadcast and others to do so. So it's my recommendation that you listen to this in conjunction with Chris Pinto's recent broadcast on Islam, Mandami, Mamdani, and Nick Fuentes. I hate to say his name. I hate to give him popularity. He's not done anything, never written a book. Just like Hitler. He never wrote a thing. Hitler was living in a flop house in Austria. All he ever did was read newspapers. He never wrote Mein Kampf. Okay, so until we meet next time, may the Lord bless you to do his will according to his word, the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible, for the English-speaking people of the church, the body of Christ. Until then, Maranatha, the Lord is coming.